Okay, everybody here?
Everybody's here. Well, I am.
I'm here.
Pretty good, Monty.
But I'm not everybody. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Sabrina Canner from Ray's Family Farm in Southwick. How long have you been working at that farm, Sabrina?
20 wonderful years.
But are you actually part of the family at Ray's Family Farm?
I am not part of the actual family.
This just goes to show you that you can choose your family as much as be born into your family, because 21 years, even if you were not just working there and were born into that family, you'd already be able to drink on the farm. And maybe you are, given the circumstances that we're all surrounding ourselves with.
No comment.
No comment. Tell me a little bit about Ray's Family Farm in Southwick. Who's Ray, first of all?
Ray Broska is the owner of Ray's Farm. He is actually a junior. His father, Ray Broska Sr., is the one that started the farm back in the 70s. So Ray Broska, a.k.a. Skippy, that's what we call him. I'm sure there's many reasons for that.
Is Skippy smooth or chunky in this instance?
No comment.
Okay, good. That's another no comment. That was a peanut butter reference rather than a physical appearance reference, but yeah.
We sell and grow our own local produce and flowers, annuals, perennials, herbs, veggie starts. We also carry milk and eggs and cheese. We do carry things from other local farms in the area.
This is sort of a launch time for a lot of farms. And forgetting the pandemic for a second, what has your day-to-day work been looking like these last couple of weeks, last 3 to 6 weeks?
So basically what we're doing now is, you know, obviously over the winter months, we start planting. The last 3 weeks, we've been doing a lot of transplanting. The fields are getting ready for our crops. Skip's been out there plowing and harrowing and putting the plastic down for the onions. And we are open now. We did Easter flowers, not as many as we normally do under the circumstances, obviously. We have pansies and petunias and some of the stuff that you can put out now. Petunias can take a light frost. So we are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Sunday. So that's kind of where we're at right now. We're getting ready for May. May's a very big month for us as far as flower sales. Mother's Day weekend, Memorial Day weekend. So we're just trying to, you know, get everything going and looking beautiful, and that's where we're at.
And when, more than now, would flowers come in handy as something to lift up somebody's spirits? Maybe I should come there and get some flowers for my mom and then just, like, leave them on her porch on Mother's Day and drive back home and then spray them with alcohol or something like that to sanitize them.
You suggest Lysoling the bottom of the pot, but we've been letting everybody know that goes through the register with anything. If it's too early for it to go out, you know, I mean, obviously, if you want to do that, that's great to leave something on their porch and make everybody happy. We do have stuff available right now for, you know, the weather situation. But we do have knowledgeable people around letting you know what you can go outside and what shouldn't go outside yet. But yes, I mean, you could come in and grab an employee and ask them, hey, you know, my mother, my grandmother, they like this. What's the best thing for me to drop off on their porch for them right now to make them smile?
I'll just add, don't physically grab them. We don't touch each other in this world at this point.
No grabbing.
Speaking with Sabrina Canner, who is the farm manager at Ray's Family Farm in Southwick, I know for our family in particular, when we don't want to get all suited up and do the full-on grocery run for hours to try to get as much food as humanly possible to get us through the next couple weeks, going and hitting farm stores and farm stands safely really can help fill those gaps for the small things that you've run out of. Are you seeing a lot of that at the farm store there in Southwick, people needing to supplement what else is going on?
So right now, people are still able to get out of their cars. 90% of our customers have been really great wearing masks. We offer hand sanitizer. You know, we have the registers blocked off. We're protected across where our faces are. We have places where you can wash your hands and do all those things. So right now, we're working on hopefully May 1st. The first week in May, we'll have it up and running. But we are going to be offering a curbside pickup. This is very new to us. So we're trying to figure out the best way to go about this, keeping everybody safe and picking out the best things for you to have.
It's a hard time in so many ways for everyone, and it's a little bit of a scary time. At times it's more scary than others. I just hope that everyone carries that little pocket of compassion when we have our exchange exchanges with each other, because here you are as a farm that is flat out so busy without the pandemic, and with the pandemic, you're literally having to create a new part of the business. You're going to feel the stress of keeping everybody safe and, of course, trying to keep everybody happy that the flowers they're getting is exactly what they want. But I want to remind you, some people don't like making decisions, and they will love that you picked out the flowers for them.
Totally.
That's what we're hoping.
I have one last question. How did you get started working on the farm?
Quick funny story. All my friends worked at Race Farm when I was younger, and it was kind of like the job to have. I grew up a couple streets over from Ray's. My parents shopped there. My family shopped there. One of my really, really close friends who worked there, she was, you know, kind of manager-ish at the time. I was begging her and begging her to get me a job there. And Skip refused to hire me for years, like 2 or 3 years. I begged for them to give me a job there, and he would not give me a job there. He thought that, you know, the more friends that were there, we were going to fool around and not get any work done and that kind of stuff. Then he finally was like, fine, she can work here. 20 years later, here I am, one of Skip's right-hand men.
And is she still there?
No, she's not still there. I've outlived everybody, really.
You fired all your friends.
I did. I got rid of everybody, and I took over. That was my plan, and it worked.
Sabrina Canner, who is the farm manager at Ray's Family Farm in Southwick, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.